disgusting. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning out, blue sky. The rain's all gone. The gardens are feeling a lot better. Your trees and your shrubs now have a belly full of moisture to put them into a nice dormancy for the days ahead of us. And it's everything's downhill right now. So you want to make sure that you do a few things. If you have roses, you want to make sure that as the foliage turns yellow and falls, that you clean up around your rose plants. Because if you had any insects on your roses or any diseases, those insects have left eggs on the foliage so that it will reinfect the plant next year. So by removing all those fallen leaves, you also eliminate a lot of potential problems. And the same thing with diseases. If you have lilacs and you had a white film on the foliage, that's powdery mildew. And if you allow those leaves to stay at the base of your lilacs, then in the spring when the weather conditions get right, that disease that's on the old leaves will rise from the dead, float into the air, and attack the leaves again. So a fall cleaning is mandatory, and it does make a tremendous difference in the quality of your plants. Now, if you put in any new shrubbery this year, there's a few things that you should do. Any broadleaf evergreen, whether it's boxwood, rhododendron, mountain laurel, azaleas, anything that has a broadleaf, around Thanksgiving, or if you're going to get real busy around Thanksgiving, you can start to do it now. Go to your local nursery garden center and pick up something called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Either one of those two. These are called anti-desiccants. And if you can spray it on the top of the leaves and on the underside of the leaf, it will plug up the pores on the foliage, preventing moisture loss during cold, windy days during the winter. And it will help those plants tremendously. The other thing, if you planted a new tree and the tree is taller than 6 feet, then it should be staked if you haven't already done it. The reason is the roots are just beginning to come out of that root ball. You got a nice, big, tall tree with a small root system, and if you get a lot of wind and you get a lot of snow, for every action above the ground, you'll have a reaction below the ground. And those little tiny root hairs, when the tree starts moving, the root hairs will break, and that will set the tree back. It won't kill it, but it will set it back, and when spring comes, you won't have a nice big surge of healthy growth. So there's still a lot to do, and if you have any questions, call us, 800-259-9231. talk with Jared, and we'll get you set up. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up, we have Mary on the line calling about a Shiflora.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I called you this past summer a couple of times regarding my Shiflora plant. First of all, we're away a lot during the summer, so we leave it outside, but not in the full sun. And all it does is the leaves are turning yellow and keep falling off. So you suggested I sprayed it with horticultural oil, which I did, and it didn't do any better. So then you told me to take it to a florist and see if it was underneath, repot it. So they repotted it, and it was kind of clogged up with the loom and didn't get the water it needed. So we brought it home, and it was doing good for a little while, but now it's the same thing is happening. The leaves are turning yellow and falling off. And it was a beautiful plant at one time, but now it looks like, as I told you, man, there, Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
How often are you watering the Shiflora, Mary?
Well, this last time I gave it a good thorough watering because we had just gotten back from the Cape, and I thought maybe it's dry, so I gave it a good thorough watering, and the water was coming out from the bottom of the pot, and then I just left it alone, and it's still doing it.
Okay. When the water came out of the bottom of the pot, did you drain the saucer? Did you get that excess water out?
No, I didn't do that. It's about 3 feet tall, so it's kind of hard to just tip it over and get the water out, but no, I didn't do that.
Okay. It sounds to me that it probably is getting too wet.
Mm.
If you have a Shiflora your size that's in a 10-inch pot or larger, for the average home, you would water that plant once every couple of weeks. It's not something that you do every single week. And the easiest way is to take your index finger, push it into the soil, and if the soil feels moist, leave it alone and go 3 weeks between watering. The other thing is houseplants, especially one that you just transplanted, it wouldn't hurt to give them a good shot of fertilizer.
And I did that.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of things that you can do. If you're really good and you remember to do it on a monthly basis, that's great. Then you can just use the Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro or something like that. But sometimes we get busy, we forget all about it. And so what I use on my house plants is you can either use Osmocote, which are like little BBs, then you just sprinkle these little slow-release pellets on the top of your pot and work them in. And then when you water, when the little BB gets wet, it bleeds fertilizer into the soil for the plant. Or you go to your local garden center, and they have plant spikes. They look like little green nails. And you just push them into the container. And it will tell you for every 2 inches or 3 inches apart, you use one stake or follow the recommendations. And those plant stakes will last 3 or 4 months. And
when I give it a thorough watering each, as you suggested, until I can see it coming out of the bottom of the pot?
Yep. And then you have to drain the saucer. Because if you let it sit in a saucer full of water, now you've got no air in the soil. And the roots on the very bottom are going to rot. So you give it a good drink and then drain off the excess, and then you should be okay.
Okay,
thank you, Mary. So the main thing is give it a thorough drink, get rid of the excess, fertilize it on a monthly basis, either with a liquid or use the time-release pellets or the fertilizer spikes, and you're going to see a difference. You really, really will. Thank you, Mary. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Eve on the line who's got a question about wet and forget.
Okay, Eve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm glad that I got through to you. I have a question about wet and forget. I bought a gallon size because I want to there were some areas around my home that I want to use it on, and you have used this product. The directions, I'm confused about the directions. They're simple, but I'm still confused. It says mix one part of wet and forget to five parts of water, and then it says use with a garden sprayer. Now, does that mean I can use one of those sprayers that I attach to my hose?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you need to use a pump sprayer.
Oh.
It's a sprayer that you fill with water, and there's a handle on the top, and you push down on the handle and pull up. So you pump pressure into that sprayer.
Yes, I understand.
And then all you do is you put a nice heavy mist on all of your surfaces, and it's not too late to put wet and forget down. Wet and forget can be applied until November 1st. And we just put some of our patio furniture away on Thursday and Friday. It was a a major campaign here to put the yard to bed for the winter. And some of the patio furniture on Thursday I saw had some of the mold on it. I sprayed it on Thursday, and Friday when we put it into the tool shed, it had dried. And I know that during the winter, it's slowly going to fall apart. But I sprayed all my fences. I sprayed the north side of the house. And when we cleaned off the deck of all the furniture, the deck in places was green because we've had so much rain. I sprayed the deck. And I know that 2 weeks from now, that green mold on the deck will be gone. It works that fast.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Farrell Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Peter on the line, who is calling about preparing rhododendrons and azaleas.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a bunch of dwarf spruce. I want to get them ready for the winter so they have a good, strong spring. What can I do with them, or should I do with them? Fertilize them
okay.
or anything?
Well, at this point, you really don't want to. You don't want to be feeding them. If you had done it a month ago, you could have fed them. But the main thing that you want to do for newly planted evergreens is to make sure that there's a couple of inches of pine bark mulch, or you know, cedar, but some kind of a mulching material around them, and that will help to hold the heat in the ground to give it some additional time for the roots to grow. It will help to hold the moisture during the heat of summer, and there's less frost heaving around the plant, which is good. Now, for broadleaf evergreens, if you could get something called wilt proof or wilt stop and spray the foliage, and especially underneath, it seals the leaves with the wax, and that prevents them from drying out. Now, on your dwarf blue spruce, and if you use the anti-desiccant for the winter, and
what is that, anti-what?
It's called an anti-desiccant.
Okay.
And anti-desiccant means that it prevents the plant from drying out with the winter winds.
Okay.
And wilt proof and wilt stop you can find at most nurseries where you live. And you can buy it ready mix. If you've got a lot of plants, you can buy it as a concentrate. But I'll tell you, if you're going to be spraying Wilt Proof on your dwarf blue spruce, you're going to be in for a surprise the first year. And blue spruce are really, really strong, but if you're putting it in a wide open area and they've only been in for a few weeks, then I would suggest that you put the wiltproof on it.
Now, so these have been in for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, well, then the blue spruce, forget about it. They're tough as nails.
Okay.
Because yeah. if just make sure there's some mulch around the base of the plant, a couple of inches thick, and for rhododendrons and azaleas, any of your broadleaf evergreens, if you can put the anti-desiccant, it does make a big difference, especially if we have people think that a rough winter is a winter with a lot of snow. And a rough winter is just the opposite. If there's a lot of snow, the snow becomes insulation for the plants. The snow is there when it's windy. So when the wind blows across your yard, if there's a blanket of snow, the air in the winter is very dry. And when it blows across your yard, it steals the moisture from the snow cover. If there's no snow cover, it steals the moisture from the ground and from broadleaf evergreens. So that's why you use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Thank you, Peter. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Art on the line who's got a question about hydrangeas.
Okay. Art, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I enjoy your show a lot. I'm glad you're on the air.
Thank you.
I have an oak leaf hydrangea, and it does well. And I'd just like you to comment on, do I prune that similarly to things like Nico Blues? Is it one of these things that blooms on last year's wood? And what's a good way to control its size more than anything?
The oak leaf hydrangea is a plant that I really like. It's a variety of hydrangea. With great big leaves, the leaves can be almost a foot across at times, and they look like the fingers on your hand. So it's really a really interesting shaped leaf, and they will grow in shade. Most hydrangeas, the blues and the pinks have to be in full sun. The whites can grow in the shade, and this oak leaf will grow in a pretty heavy shaded area. And it does get tall, and it's something that you can do the pruning in the spring. So for now, just leave it alone. Clean up the leaves from around it as they come off. And then in the spring, prune it to the size that you want because it flowers on the older wood. And some of those buds are going to come right from the ground or just above the ground. And it will not affect the overall blooming of that plant. And that will encourage a lot more new growth to make them thicker and fuller and more flowers. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new Sunstick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new Sunstick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the Sunstick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunstick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. Purewaterfreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at purewaterfreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at purewaterfreedom.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Everett on the line, who's calling about raspberries and roses.
Okay, Everett, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, I have a bed of raspberries about 10 by 10. And
yes.
they're up about 4 or 5 feet. Mm-hmm. And my daughter has the same thing, not quite as many, but she's cut hers right down to the ground. I am going to leave mine and see what happens next year. Is that the right thing to do?
Okay. What you have to say to yourself, Everett, and right now you can tell, any branch Or what they call raspberry branches, they call them canes. C-A-N-E-S. Okay? Any cane or branch that produce raspberries this year will not produce raspberries next year. And if you look at the branches, at the canes right now, where the fruit cane, you'll see like the little hat that the raspberry grew under, which is the flower. And when the flower was fertilized, a raspberry was produced underneath the remains of the flower. And it looks just like a little hat. So any branches that contains the remains of what held the berries, those canes should be removed. Because next year all you will have is a patch full of leaves.
Well, I don't seem to have any of that in there. They're not brown or anything. They're nice and green. They're green all the way to the top, and they're still 4 or 5 feet high.
Okay.
They all seem to be nice, and there's no dark. There's darkness underneath of all the dark ones I've cut off.
Okay, so as long as you remove the old canes, you see, during the year, your raspberry plant also made new shoots. The shoots that it made this year during the growing season will flower and produce fruit next year.
Well, but once my daughter's cut right to the ground, they will come up and reproduce this year, this next year?
She'll have some new shoots that will produce. It will produce a little bit later in the season because she has removed everything. But what you have to say to yourself is when you're harvesting and you're taking the last clusters of berries from that plant, cut that branch right out and throw it away. And that way you're always removing non-producing or non-productive branches. And that's what I do with mine.
Now I have some knockout roses, 6 of them.
Yes.
Do I treat them any different than any other rose? I also have quite a few Betty Pryor roses.
Okay. Well, Betty Pryors and knockout roses are some of the hardiest of all the roses that we have in the Northeast. They're very, very strong roses. And the only thing that you want to do with those is, and wait till around Thanksgiving, is if you can put some pine bark mulch or any kind of mulch on top of the plant, creating a mound about 12 to 15 inches high, like a little teepee of bark mulch, that will insulate the base of the plant for the winter, and that will prevent a lot of winter kill or dieback on that plant. The one thing that you never, ever want to do ever is to prune roses in the fall. You only do the pruning in the spring. So when the baseball season starts for real, not when your favorite team is in Florida playing baseball, but when they come to your hometown and they're playing baseball, that's when you prune roses. And the reason is the plant right now is going dormant. It's sending all the energy down. And if you make a cut, there's no energy in the top of the plant to create a scab. And then you have an open wound all winter, and it dehydrates and it dies back. So, and if you want to put some bark mulch around them now, that's fine. If you're going to use pine needles, a straw, or compost that's really light and fluffy, you run the risk, if you apply it now, of moles and mice moving into this mound of soil on top of the ground. So I always take my product and I'm going to put around them. I store it in my garage, wait till Thanksgiving, and at Thanksgiving, then I build a mound. Right now, your rodents are looking for a place to spend the winter, and they're going into your tool sheds, and that's why if you can use something like Mouse Magic, that will help a great deal. Or if you're mulching roses, don't put anything soft and fluffy just yet, because they're going to say, oh, well, we have a condo being built by Everett right next door. So they'll move out of their hiding places, live in this nice soft mulch, and then when it freezes, they'll eat the actual bark on the roses that's below the mulch. So you never use the composting matter until Thanksgiving. By then, they found a place to live. They're going to sleep. They're going to be dormant for the winter, and then you're all set. Okay? You give that a try, and it will work really, really well for you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Anna on the line, who's got a question about trimming arborvitae.
Okay. Anna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Paul, I also, may I begin with the hydrangea? You spoke to a caller about 20 minutes ago, and I'm not too certain I understand the instructions. The hydrangea that I have produces huge, glorious blue blossoms. Is that in the same category as the big leaf, finger leaf hydrangeas? Can they be cut down? When exactly should they be cut down? And I presume that these are the ones that you don't want to cut off the wood stem. You just cut the soft part down to the wood stem. It's just becoming too big and unwieldy.
Okay. Now, on your blue hydrangea with the great big flowers, okay, they produce the flowers on the branches produced the previous year. So when you look at your hydrangeas in the spring, when you first look at it, it looks like a big pile of dead branches.
Yes.
They're all dried out looking, okay? And then all of a sudden, you start to notice new shoots coming out of the ground. The new shoots coming out of the ground are the branches for next year, okay?
Oh.
The dead-looking sticks are the branches that contain the buds. So what you have to do is this is a plant that produces foliage late in the season.
Yeah.
And you have to wait until May to prune your blue hydrangea. So when the buds begin to burst open and it starts to make some leaves, that's when you prune it. So what I used to do when I lived in Massachusetts, and we had hydrangeas at the house, I would look at the stem, and like you, some of them were 4 or 5 feet tall, and it was just getting to be too big. So in the spring, I'd wait and see that the bud would break open, and I would start to see a little bit of leaves, and I would count 3 or 4 sets of buds from the ground. And so if you go, the spacing between the buds are about 4 to 6 inches. So if you did 4 sets of buds, that would give you a branch that's roughly 2 feet tall, and then I would cut it just above the third or the fourth set of buds, remove the top of the plant, and the buds that developed, they were still able to make flowers. And now I could bring the plant down so it was more manageable. It didn't look out of size for the bed. But you're not going to do that until May.
Wait until May before I do that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Now, on the wall of arborvitae, the company that had been taking care of them went from the father to the grandson to the great-grandson, and it's just too long a distance for them to come to the residence to continue caring for them. They always cut, it's a 40-foot-long wall of arborvitae, and they've grown up to the eaves of the roof. Usually we have them cut, trimmed down every 4 years. We didn't last year, and these things, I was terrified that I was going to lose them. They just bent all the way down to the ground, covered with snow and ice. Must these be cut by hand? And they charge about $600 because it's a big job to do it by hand. But a neighbor's son who's starting college wants to earn some money by doing yard work, and he said he would cut them down with his hedge trimmers. And it's not a question of cost. I'd like to help him out. But I don't know if that will splinter the tops of the stems.
Yeah. If he's going to use hedge trimmers and he's going to have all these frayed ends, then it's going to have problems creating a callus. So you're going to have to tell him that when he gets the big branches that are an inch in diameter,
yeah,
if his hedge trimmer is going to leave it all splinted, then he is going to have to go back when he's done and recut every branch with a nice, smooth, clean, sharp cut on it. Otherwise, it can't scab over.
That's what I thought.
You try and save a buck, but in the long run, you create more damage.
I was more interested in helping him with his tuition.
Right.
But I didn't think it was a good idea because for the past 50 years, they've always been hand-trimmed.
Yeah, and that's why. And that's why. I mean, if you were just shearing them to, you know, to control the size and to make it nice and thick, then head shears are okay. But if he's going to take off a couple of feet,
yes, he's
going to be in some good-sized branches. And those good-sized branches cannot be used electric shears because it's going to make it splintery, and then it can't scab over. So that's why it costs more money to give it that.
We've always been willing to pay. We spent a fortune having everything, you know, planted 50 years ago. But as I said, it's a long distance for the arborists that we have now to come down from New Hampshire. And I need to find another good tree cutting company, another good arborist for, there are 14 80-foot tall pine trees in the backyard, and I really want them shaped and cut down, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to find a new company. How do I find a really good company?
The best thing to do is, if there's a nursery that you shop at a regular basis,
go to that
nursery. And tell them what's going on. And so if, let's say you live near Mahoney's.
In Winchester, yes, that's where we get all of our plants from Mahoney's.
Okay. Then go to the Winchester store, ask to speak to the manager, and say, listen, we shop here. We've had good results with your plants. We're really happy. We need to find a good arborist. Who can you recommend? And they deal with a lot of landscaping companies and arborists there. They can give you a couple of names. Call them. Ask them for references. Call those people and see what their clients are going to tell you. And then you can decide what you want to do. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Motox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Remember, if you have a poinsettia that you kept over from last Christmas, if you want it to bloom for Christmas, you have to fool it into thinking that the days are actually shorter. I mean, the days are getting shorter and shorter naturally, but if you want it to bloom for Christmas, you need to make sure that that plant gets at least 12 hours of darkness. So what I do is I take the poinsettia, and at supper time, when I'm getting ready to cook supper, I take the poinsettia, and I put it in a closet, and I shut the door. And I leave it in the closet until breakfast. And at breakfast, I open up the closet, take the plant out, and put it on the windowsill. Now, if it's a big plant and you've got a spare bedroom, put it in the spare bedroom. And when it gets dark, make sure that you don't turn on the lights. If you leave the poinsettia in your living room and you're watching the TV until the news at 11 o'clock and the lights are on, it will never turn red. It needs total darkness for a minimum of 12 hours. So what I do is I take an index card. And on the index card or a piece of paper, write poinsettia and scotch tape it to the handle or near the handle of your refrigerator. And that way, when you open up the refrigerator in the morning to get the cream for the coffee, it will remind you to take the plant out of the closet or wherever you put it and to put it on a windowsill. And the same thing will happen at night. When you're cooking, you reach for the products in the refrigerator, you'll see the sign that says poinsettia. It will remind you to put it to bed. If you do that, it will bloom for the holidays. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Peter on the line, who's calling about arborvitae.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning to you, and thanks for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a row of arborvitae, so I'll make this as quick as I can. A row of arborvitae that run parallel with the street. They're about 4 to 5 feet off the street, and they look terrible. They're turning brown on me, and it's kind of scrawny. They've been here for maybe 10, 12 years. And I occasionally water them down with Miracle-Gro, the muriatic acid.
Yeah, with
and
muriatic acid.
And I'm under the impression that maybe even though they're only 4 to 5 feet off the road, that the salt might have an effect on the soil when it's plowing
yes.
in the winter.
Yep. What you want to do, Peter, is this. Go to your local garden center. There's a product called gypsum, liquid gypsum.
Gypsum, G-Y-P-S-I-U-M. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Now, gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of, that white powder.
Right.
Well, they're now able to produce a liquid gypsum. And
uh-huh.
a quart of liquid gypsum is equivalent to 200 pounds of the powder.
Wow.
And the liquid gypsum will be actively working in the soil in 7 to 10 days. Compared to the powder that takes up to six months to work.
Right.
And what I do at my house, and I do it at this time of the year, I'll take the liquid gypsum, you screw it on to the end of your hose, it comes with a built-in applicator,
uh-huh.
and I spray from the road in like 6 feet.
Right.
And what the gypsum does is it opens up the ground so that when the snowplow dumps the salt and the sand on the side of the road, the salt can flush out of the root zone a lot faster, and it makes a big, big difference. I have a perennial bed about 6 feet from the road, and the first 2 years, all of the perennials closer to the road always died. Now I do the liquid gypsum, and all of the perennials do very, very well. But the name of the company is called Soil Logic.
Okay.
And if you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, click on sponsors and just scroll down to Soil Logic. You can order it directly from them if a nursery near you doesn't have the product, and they will ship it out UPS to you. But if you've got clay soils, this will break up the clay particles so they cannot stick together, and you'll have much, much better drainage. And to put on the side of the road or near your driveway, if you're putting salt down near a walkway, it protects your plants by removing the salt from the root zone much, much faster. Soil Logic Liquid Gypsum.